The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, now, this is the way you start an hour. Stand by, little Mister. We'll be right there. I promise you, it's worth the wait. It is. Okay, welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show, hour number two. I have a lot of thoughts rolling through my brain. And the first one is maybe on Fridays, in the second hour, we will kind of launch into the weekend with a powerful tune like that one by Mister. Or something like that. Just something to kind of send you off musically. When management decided on me almost 7 years ago, I know that even sometimes in this day and age, they're like, I'm not so sure about Frank. But one of the things, what I'd like to say, the many tools of the trade that I bring to the table is I have a musical background, and I love music. Oh, my gosh. In fact, Richard, Linnea, Sylvia, Jamal, and Martha, be patient. I'm going to get to your calls. We have a line open, by the way. But here's something that I have found myself doing recently. And you may do it too. It will definitely pick up your spirits. It's inspirational. I don't know why, other than the obvious, but on my social media, like on my Facebook page or in my phone, there is a little icon by which you can click on it, and it's videos. Different programs, different individuals, ministries, pastors. And for whatever reason, I've not watched American Idol in my life hardly at all. And I'm not sure why. I don't think it even matters. But for whatever reasons, lately, there's been a lot of auditions posted on this particular place of American Idol auditions. And I find myself, I'm hooked. Each individual story, they come in and their backgrounds, and obviously, or at least for this genre, these are all men and women that have gone on to be very successful. It's not the spoof stuff. I have no time for that. But just to watch people try to share their gifts in music, in the area of voice or lyrics or playing. It's powerful. And I love music. So Chan playing that song, maybe we'll, every Friday about 4 o'clock, we'll launch it in, and I'll pick the music for the most part into the weekend. All right. Thought I would share that with you. Also, number two, just taking care of business. And then we're going to get back to the issue at hand. Everybody on hold. I'm going to come right to you in a moment. I received an email from listener Nicole, and this was like last week, I think. And it says, Frank, thank you so much for your amazing ministry. Your talk show on KKLA is so refreshing for me as I commute home. Last week, I can't remember which day, you had a short clip of Francis Chan speaking on either being for Jesus or deceived by Satan. Would you kindly remind me which day's podcast it's on? And I emailed her back saying, I don't know, but if you tune in, this was yesterday at 3 o'clock, I'll play the clip for you. Of course, I forgot. So I emailed her again, and I said, hopefully you can hear today at 4. So let me play, set up the clip, play it, and then we'll get back to the topic at hand here. Francis Chan is my first pastor, a good friend of mine. I think this man is on fire for the Lord. I'm amused by press clippings that oftentimes question his doctrine or his faith in Christ. In fact, every once in a while, I'll call him and say, hey, man, there's a story on whatever website. And he goes, let me pull it up because I'm always interested in what the media says I'm doing or saying now. And he kind of chuckles. He goes, because most of it is just made up. But in this case, Francis talks about this whole idea of we as Christians, we believe we're children of God, all children of God, right, regardless. And it actually goes hand in hand with the email we're going to address in a moment from listener Matt about his girlfriend saying she's Christian, but they are in opposing places when it comes to issues in the world, and yet they both say they're Christian. So what does the Bible say about being a child of God?
Just like John says, you're either a child of God or you're a child of the devil. And what John says, we all at one point, we followed the passions of the flesh. And but look at the words. And we followed the pattern of the world. What does it mean to follow your own desires? Well, that's what the world teaches. You want to do something, do it. Follow your own desires. Don't deny yourself. Follow your own desires. He's not only are you following the pattern of the world by following your own desires, you're following the power of the prince of the air. The prince of the power of the air. It's just this, you're following Satan. The Bible says, 1 John 5, the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. Paul tells the Corinthians that Satan's blinded the minds. You're dead. See, when you follow your own desires, don't think, oh, I'm just doing me. No, you're doing Satan. Okay, that's what Scripture says. There's not like this middle ground where you're going, oh, I'm not a worshiper of Satan. I'm just not a worshiper of God yet. I'm just doing me. You guys, that's satanic at its core. What did the serpent say to Eve? Sing to me? No, Eve, go do what you want to do. Come on, you want that, do it. That's Satan's message. We think, oh, I'm not a worshiper of Satan. I'm just living my life. Exactly. Where do you think that comes from?
So a couple things. Nicole, I hope you're listening. There's the clip. And also, it goes hand in hand with, I think, the email and part of what we're asking you to call in and share about. Listener Matt says, I've got a new question, if you can take a moment. What do you do about someone who says they are Christian, but they believe in issues that are opposite of what the Bible says? He uses examples like pro-choice on abortion, marriage, nation enforcing its borders. And then he throws the zinger in, and what if that someone is your girlfriend? So what would you say to listener Matt? 888-528-2557. We do have a line open. 888-528-2557. Jamal in Fontana. Jamal, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
How's it going, Frank? How you doing today?
Good. How are you? Thanks for your patience.
I'm doing awesome. Doing awesome. Appreciate you. Yeah, as far as like just kind of chiming in, this kind of comes from a place of like, not like I have the right answer, but I experienced the same thing, you know, being young, being single, being Christian. And the thing that I've understood just outside looking in is I believe it's my belief that we would still need to be patient with that person the same way God has been patient with us. You know, I don't think it's going to be one of those things where you're going to meet somebody and they're going to have, although we are both Christians, they may not be in the same place in their walk as you are. So like if you're expecting them to be that in that place, that may be unfair to them, and it may be for you to help them get in that place.
Wow.
You know, I don't think it's one of those things where we just leave or we walk away from that person. You know what I mean?
Well, that's powerful. Jamal, thank you. And I think it's right on. You know, Matt, the emailer, basically says his girlfriend and him, they kind of are in opposition and belief system about Matt believes the Bible says this and maybe her not so much. But you're on to something, too. What about in terms of our sanctification process? We're not all in the same place. So even though in part and part of the conversation, we've got some calls I made reference to about we can also maybe have conversation about being unequally yoked. Right. If you're out there dating, trying to find someone, you're Christian, he's not. You're thinking, but he's such a nice guy and maybe he'll change. And what does the Bible say about being unequally yoked? You know, pastors that are fully convicted in the Word of God, like Greg Laurie, well, he absolutely shares what Scripture says about the topic of being unequally yoked.
Hey, everybody. Greg Laurie here, answering your questions very quickly. Someone wrote me recently and asked about her relationship with the guy she's been involved with for 4 years. She says he's not into God, he's not into religion, and he's dragging her down spiritually. What should she do? Ready for the answer? Break up with him. The Bible says, don't be unequally yoked together with non-believers, for what friendship does light have with darkness? Look, sometimes believers can pull non-believers up, but more often non-believers pull believers down. When you're getting into a relationship with someone, look for someone that loves the Lord. Let me take it a step further. Look for someone that loves the Lord even more than you do. So look for a godly man or a godly girl.
So your comments are welcomed, either on Matt's email or as Pastor Greg addresses. What about the idea of being unequally yoked? We have a line open, 888-528-2557. Linnea and Martha are the next two callers. Linnea is in Ontario. Linnea, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. My parents were unequally yoked, and it caused problems in the marriage. More so in raising her kids. My mom wanted to raise all of her kids in the church, but it just made it so difficult for her. She told me a story of taking my older brother to Sunday school, and when he came back, my dad just grilled him like he was, you know, on the debate team, and she decided that she couldn't do that to her kids, so we didn't grow up going to Sunday school or anything like that, and I think that that really affected my two brothers who are not believers.
Well, and I think you're a perfect example of how the Bible says to not be unequally yoked because of this very reason. I know we live in a time where there's blended families, and that somehow, some way, some people manage to work through it, or even maybe it's rare and few and far between where even, well, in fact, Martha wants to share. Martha in Northridge, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Frank. How are you today?
I'm well. I appreciate your call. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Yes, I experienced in a marriage being unequal yoked. And unfortunately, I was a Christian. I knew he wasn't. But at the time that I did marry him, which is not an excuse, I was not walking with the Lord. So it kind of was easy for me to, like, forget, you know, that he wasn't a Christian. He grew up Catholic. But as we went along and when we fell into, you know, problems in our marriage, I went back to the Lord because I knew that was what I needed. Mm. And I was very fortunate. He never fought me in taking my kids to church. I would get up on Sunday, get ready, get the kids ready. He never did. I shouldn't say never. At first, he just watched me do it, never said anything. And he'd tell the kids, even while we're going out, make sure you pray for Dad. But I was very, very fortunate. He did eventually come to the Lord. I mean, the Lord put him in a situation where it was either accept the Lord or mm-hmm. he was really going down. Mm-hmm. And he accepted the Lord. And I was fortunate that happened. Not everybody, you know, that happens to. I saw my daughter, her marriage, and I told her don't be unequally yoked. Well, she married the guy, and knowing that she was a Christian, she grew up in the church, she was very involved, and unfortunately, he was stronger than she, and she ended up leaving the church. and they didn't raise their child. Fortunately, being the strong grandma, I would say, can I take the kids to church? And that's how they got involved in church. But it's not easy when you're with an unbeliever.
Yeah. Martha, thank you for sharing your powerful story. I'm so grateful and glad your husband did come to the Lord. Thank you for calling and sharing. Couple of quick thoughts, and then we're going to take more calls. Obviously, the Bible says do not be unequally yoked for reasons of which, I mean, I think they speak for themselves. But is it partly the human condition where sometimes we either fall in love or we have this thing about wanting to change somebody? Like early on in romantic love when you're dating and they're just perfect. And then after a while, the things that drew you to them start driving you a little nuts. And there, I'm not putting forth a position like, oh, yeah, well, just date whoever. Obviously, if you're a follower of Christ, it just seems to me it would make sense that you would find somebody, reach out to somebody, date somebody that also is a believer. But it also goes without saying, there are people that both love the Lord and they don't make it, either in dating or in marriage. So listener Matt basically says, what do I do when I have somebody that believes almost the opposite of me, even though she says she's a Christian? And what do I do if she's my girlfriend? We have a line open, 888-528-2557. Gary in Los Angeles. Gary, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I had some comments from Matt. I really think he should check out Amos chapter 3, verse 3. It asks, how can two walk together unless they are in agreement? I mean, he really needs to consider this woman if she's conforming to the pattern of the world in thought. And when Christ and Paul has clearly said that is not the case with the new creation in Jesus Christ, we are to now walk with the Spirit and to fulfill the righteous requirements of the law. So I don't see how he can stay with the woman that's his girlfriend, that is opposite, does not think the same as Christ. Hey, a house divided can't stand, as Christ said. So I think Matt needs to reconsider and sit down and have a serious talk with this woman and,
with yeah, I appreciate it, Gary. Thank you for your good counsel. I don't know how long he's been dating her. I don't want her to be made out to be the bad guy. And Lord knows, we have differences, even if you are Christian, right? Jamal made one of the best points so far. Look, we're all at different points in our faith if we profess faith in Christ. And so what do you do with that? It's not an easy issue, needless to say. And Matt, if you're listening, I've got my thoughts too, of which I'll share at the end here. But let me take a few more calls. Dennis in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, thanks for having me.
Sure thing.
If Matt was my friend, I would say, Matt, caution. Right now that you're dating and you don't want this to become a serious issue once you're married. There's some core principles that right at the beginning, basic Christian 101, you can't negotiate. Those are non-negotiable. And if she's still struggling with those issues, and you're like, you're right, there's a lot of factors. We don't know the situation, how long she's been walking with the Lord. But I will say, caution, my friend, be bold, stand firm, man, because if you make a choice and you go down that road and it gets really serious and you end up marrying and then those issues are still there, it could be a serious heartbreaking situation.
Yeah. Dennis, thank you for your good call. And I think what you shared also is wise. Thank you for doing that. Tanya in Hawthorne. Tanya, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. And thank you for all the work that you do. I'm so grateful for what you do for the men. And, just please keep doing it.
Thank you.
The Lord has many good plans for you.
Thank you.
So about the subject at hand being unequally yoked. I agree with this the last caller you just had. If you're dating somebody and they don't share the same faith and views as you do, like you said, that's non-negotiable. There's just certain things as a believer that we need to stand strong and firm on. And there's a reason why the Lord said, what business does light have with darkness? We have no business with you. No matter how much we click, no matter how good we vibe together in a marriage, it's going to bring so much heartbreak and heartache. And so, I think if you're dating somebody and they're not the same like-minded as you are, run, break up with them, like Greg Laurie said.
Okay, run. Tanya, thank you. Here's a thought that's really prominent right now. We need to break, so we will do that. And the phones are lighting up. So we're gonna do one more segment on this. We have one line open, 888-528-2557. Listener Matt shares an email. Says, what do you do if someone says they're Christian, but they believe in issues that are opposite of what the Bible says? Like pro-choice on abortion, marriage, etc. And what if that someone is your girlfriend? If you could talk to Matt, what would you say? Here's the other thought I had in my mind. It makes sense that you would, if you are a follower of Jesus, that you would hopefully be disciplined enough to, if you decide to try to become involved in a relationship and you're in the dating process, obviously it makes common sense, basic sense, logic sense, that you would reach out to somebody that is also a follower. But here's another angle that I thought of. How many of us as Christians, instead of truly adhering to the biblical principles when it comes to this particular topic, forget the unequally yoked thing for a second. What about those of you, and I don't need to know who you are, I'm not here to make you out to be the bad person, but what about those of you right now, you're both Christian, you're dating, and you live together? Or, we are intimate with each other before marriage. I just know that it's not just the non-believers that are living that way. So that's just another element of this discussion that I just wanted to throw at you versus, Matt, and again, I'm not indicting anybody that has said this, but the mindset, unequally yoked, break up. Now, that is true biblical principle, like Pastor Greg said. And I praise God for Greg. He's a pastor, and he's not going to go, well, the Bible says this, but guess what? If you've known him for a while and you invested some time and energy, she might change, he might change. We don't want our pastors compromising the word, even though some do. And that's another problem for another show. But just the whole idea of embracing Scripture, do we do that as Christians in relationships, right? I can't tell you, I no longer do it, but how many people I know, there was a time early on in my men's ministry where guys wanted to get some premarital counseling, and I'm like, I'm not the dude, but I can tell you right now, let me ask one question. Do you live with your girlfriend? Well, yeah. I'm like, You don't want to spend time with me because one of you needs to move out now. So, that being said, if you had a chance to talk to listener Matt about his situation with his girlfriend, what would you share? 888-528-2557. If you can't get through on the phones because the board is filled, you can also email me at franksontag@kkla.com. It is a Friday. Happy Friday to you and yours. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Another great bumper by Third Day. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Listener Matt sent an email saying, what happens when someone that you are, well, dating, says they're Christian, but they believe nothing of what the Bible says? He uses examples like pro-choice on abortion, marriage, enforcing borders. What do I do if that someone is my girlfriend? And I think things are pretty complex. I've got some direct thoughts of which I haven't shared yet. But let me take some calls. We have a full board. We've also talked a bit about the idea of being unequally yoked. And ideally, you want to seek out someone that is also a follower of Christ, right? In fact, Greg Laurie gives fantastic biblical advice on the issue of intimacy and being unequally yoked.
Hey, everybody. Greg Laurie here answering your questions very quickly. Someone wrote me recently and asked about her relationship with the guy she's been involved with for 4 years. She says he's not into God. He's not into religion, and he's dragging her down spiritually. What should she do? Ready for the answer? Break up with him. The Bible says don't be unequally yoked together with non-believers, for what friendship does light have with darkness? Look, sometimes believers can pull non-believers up, but more often non-believers pull believers down. When you're getting into a relationship with someone, look for someone that loves the Lord. Let me take it a step further. Look for someone that loves the Lord even more than you do. So look for a godly man or a godly girl.
So I'm not a pastor, but I praise God for pastors like Greg Laurie that says the biblical truth of things. My response would not necessarily be completely the same way. But how about you? What do you think we should share with listener Matt? Victor in Los Angeles. Victor, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Victor, are you there?
God, yes, I'm here. God, we have a God, and our God is a God of order. God has a set of order, and the order in which God created man is, so first of all, for a man to be in God. When a man is in God, then the next order is for a man to have a work. When the man has work, then the third thing that a man needs is a woman. You must be in God, have a work, then before you ask for a woman, because the woman comes to complete a man, the man's work. So when you have a woman and you are not in God, you don't have a work, you are inviting the woman to come and do nothing. And the woman has to be busy. So because you don't have a job for the woman to do, she will end up creating a job for herself.
Okay, we're going to get a little too far down a different road here. Victor, thank you. And what you're saying is scriptural, for sure. I don't know if it addresses Matt, though, unless you're just indirectly saying get out of the relationship, which is maybe what you're saying. I don't know. You didn't address it completely. Thank you, Victor. Oh, do we really have all men? That's interesting. Brett in Burbank. Brett, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello?
Brett, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. Hi, Frank. Hey, my comment is about being unequally yoked, and I want to let everybody know how important it is to be equally yoked. I was in a marriage for 20 years, and my wife was not a believer, and it all ended up with a divorce because she committed adultery. And so my second marriage, I'm married with a believer, a full-blown born-again. My life has been, like, drastically different. I mean, for the better. And my quality of life has improved almost 100%. And, you know, God is good. And when God tells us, you know, what's good for us, we need to do it. Because he's all-knowing. And he knows, you know, what's good for us. So anyways, I just want to let the listeners know that it's important to be equally yoked if they want to have a blessed life.
Yeah. Brett, thank you. And I'm sorry you went through what you did in your first marriage. I'm grateful for you sharing. And I pray God's blessing over both you and your wife now. Now, again, it doesn't always go the way logic would have it. Larry in Riverside. Larry, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, thank you for having me on the show today. I was listening, and I just wanted to say that me and my wife, when we first met 22 years ago, she was a believer, and her mother was. And I was involved in gangs, and I went to prison. I mean, people was, like, telling her, like, you know, we have nothing in common. But her love for me was stronger than what anybody could imagine. Mm, mm. And I knew that I was raised in, you know, growing up in church as a kid. But in my adult age, I was, you know, doing other things. But when I met my wife at the, you know, my girlfriend at the time, I knew that I had to change my life around to be able to make this my wife. And the life that I was living wasn't right. Mm-hmm. Because of her life for God and her faith, I knew I had to change mine. And I started to go to church, and I started to read the Bible, and you know, and that brought us stronger. And now we have two beautiful daughters. I'm an ordained pastor. I have a ministry, and I have two beautiful daughters. And when God puts someone in your life, it's sometimes, and you know it in your heart that this is the person. How can that you?
Oh, we lost you. Larry, we're going to leave it at that. We your cell kind of dropped out, and we actually have to take a break anyway. Thank you for calling, and thank you for talking about, I mean, not only your experience and your wife praying for you and you becoming a follower. Now you're a minister and on fire for the Lord, and you've got two wonderful daughters. See, it doesn't always, it's not always just about, well, I've used a word. It's not just always about logic. And when, here's one that I'll probably get in a little trouble for, but if you're married, whether you're equally yoked or not, once you're married, in terms of if you go to the Bible, grounds for divorce aren't because you're unequally yoked. Obviously, sexual immorality, and maybe we could talk about another area, but once you're married, I'm sure there are scores of people listening right now where you are unequally yoked, and your wife, maybe in the case of Larry, girlfriend, then wife, man, she was just all in for the Lord. She just kept loving him above all and loving you, and it brought you to Christ. Now, obviously, that's not necessarily the way, I won't say the best way, but the way that we are taught, but I know that there are people like that. There are also people, I guess, that it would be biblically, would they be equally yoked if neither one of them were Christian when they got married? Right? What about that one? And one comes to the Lord, and then everything gets turned upside down. And what about the marriages by which the other half becomes a follower? And now you're both Christian. So I just don't want to put out a mixed message that somehow, you know, pull the plug, just go. Now, if I was a pastor, I would say what Scripture says, like what Pastor Greg says. But when is it time to hang in there, keep praying? And when is it time to say, okay, this is not good? And I think obviously there is a lot of complexity to both those. 888-528-2557. One thing is for sure, you can be rest assured that our weather check is brought to you by the best burger in town. That would be In-N-Out Burger. For the weekend, Kind of mild temperatures, highs in the mid-60s. They're calling for some wind warnings below the passes and canyons tomorrow. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. And I remind you again, this weather check is brought to you by our friends at In-N-Out. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Listener Matt had written an email to me about what do you do about someone who says they're Christian and has contrary to beliefs of what the Bible says, and what happens if that's your girlfriend. We've taken a lot of calls for Matt on that topic and also about the topic of being unequally yoked. I'm going to take one last call, and then I'm going to introduce something else as we close. Lainey in Laguna Niguel. Lainey, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Good afternoon. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm the last caller on this because I'm so passionate about it. I don't want to get too far off topic, but I want to tell Matt, as a Christian and as going through a lot through my marriage, my past marriage, I hate to say, being married to a Christian who said he was Holy Spirit-filled, was a volunteer in the church, led Bible studies, on and on and on. He ended up having an affair on me with a good friend of mine and divorced me. We have three children together. And married his affair partner. Didn't work out too well for him. But I want to tell Matt, run the other way. And I want to say that because God's grace is so good and his love is so good, but marriage is hard and we're flesh. And what Greg Laurie said was so perfect. He said, find somebody who loves Jesus even more than you do.
Well, let me respond. First of all, I'm sorry you went through what you went through in your marriage. I also concur what Greg Laurie said is the scriptural truth, and I praise God for people like Pastor Greg, by which a pastor is willing to say what the Bible says. So all that being said, I don't know, and we don't really have time to get into it. I have no need to really understand. I appreciate your call and your sentiment, but I'm not sure how you can derive what you went through to tell Matt, hey, run, because your husband claimed to be Christian. He was involved in the church. He had a moral stumbling and did hurtful things, awful things to you. So here's what I'd just like to say. When it comes to the dynamic of intimacy, it's going to be difficult enough. Obviously, we want to look to the Bible. That's why the idea of being equally yoked, yeah, why would you date someone that isn't? Or if you're Christian and your partner says they're Christian, you don't do things like live together. You don't do things like have premarital sex. I mean, that kind of is a given. But also, I would be irresponsible if I didn't say there are scores of people that find themselves in the dynamic of being unequally yoked that they make it work. Or in the case of even some callers, that their significant other was Christian, they weren't, and they came to the Lord. So I just think that's important too. And Matt has emailed me. I'll privately email him because I have some thoughts. He gave me more information. All right, as we close, I'm going to read a very quick follow-up to something that happened yesterday in our country that is a huge story. If you don't know, yesterday was National Religious Freedom Day. And the White House announced several new rules and memos designed to roll back what they call discriminatory federal regulations, as well as promote teachers and students' right to pray in public schools. If you're a Christian, you don't like this president, you say he's not done anything, listen. You need to hear this. President Trump was joined in the Oval Office by Christians, Jewish, and Muslim students who all say they suffered some form of persecution and discrimination. Trump said during the news conference he doesn't think there's anything more important than the right to pray. Quote, in public schools around the country, authorities are stopping students and teachers from praying, sharing their faith, or following their religious beliefs. It is totally unacceptable. You see it on the football field. You see it so many times where they are stopped from praying. We are doing something to stop that, end quote. That's the president. Said there's a cultural war. And obviously, there's scores of secular legal groups who have pressured in the area of school districts to anything that has to do with prayer, they start ranting and raving and yelling and screaming. So it'll be interesting to see what happens from here. But the current administration, they made a point yesterday to change some federal regulations as it applies to public schools and prayer. By the way, Alliance Defending Freedom, they say they've secured more than 400 victories when it comes to free speech cases on campuses. And they say even still today, a lot of students find themselves under attack and are denied the freedom to pray. Again, if you say you're Christian and you find yourself saying, this guy has not done anything, you need to take a long, hard look at that, because now they have announced school prayer guidance. 9 agencies have drafted new religious freedom rules, and we will see where it goes from here. What else? A week from tomorrow is our 5th annual health fair at Pasnaz Church in Pasadena. You can go and get free health screenings. You get a nice breakfast, fun for the family. Go to kkla.com for more information. It is our 5th annual family health fair, Pasnaz Church in Pasadena, 1 week from tomorrow, Saturday, January the 25th. Go to kkla.com. Lastly, if you have any thoughts at all, you are always welcomed to email me, email address, franksontag@kkla.com. This is the Frank Sontag Show.